Hey, it's Coach Kate here, registered dietitian and owner of RD Kate Sports Nutrition. As a member of the LCC Stars Athletic Department, I teach our athletes what to eat and when to eat it on training days, competition days, and throughout the year. For over a decade, I've been helping athletes of all sports and levels meet their goals. RD Kate Sports Nutrition offers individual consulting, team services, on-demand courses, and downloadable handouts. For more information, visit rdkate.com.
Hello, friends, and welcome to Coach Cut's Corner. Streaming bright from Michigan's capital city, this podcast is dedicated to helping you better understand the who, the what, and the why of mental performance, personal growth, and Lansing Stars baseball. Coach Cut's Corner, brought to you by Eyewash. And now here's your host, Stephen Cutter.
I'll be honest, this isn't the easiest episode to do. The season just ended, and there's a deep mix of anger, sadness, and frustration still sitting with me. We came up short, and for someone like myself, someone who puts a lot into the things that I do, coming up short just doesn't sit well. But I'm not here to fake it. I'm here to tell the truth. This episode isn't about sugarcoating anything. It's about owning the season for everything that it was. The highs, the heartbreak, the brotherhood, the lessons. Jeff's with me today, and we're going to break it down. Not from a place of ego, but from a place of reflection. Because this team was special. And even though it didn't end quite the way we wanted it to, it left a mark that matters. Let's talk about the season that shaped us today. I want to start with a quote. Quote says, "Sometimes you do everything right and still fall short. That's not failure. That's life. And it's what you do next that defines you." I want to start by saying this. I'm still hurting. I feel like I let our team down. When you give everything, and I mean everything, and still fall short, it leaves you numb. But what hurts more is knowing how much they trusted us to lead them there. I've been blessed to have a large support circle and a coaching staff each year that pours their heart into the student athletes. We finished this season with a 44-13 record, and we were conference champions, in concluding with a final national ranking of number 9 in the country. This wasn't just about baseball. It was about legacy. And when you don't finish, it feels unfinished. Jeff, from your seat as an assistant, you've seen every part of this season unfold. When you think back, what stands out to you the most?
You touched on it a little bit there, but definitely the brotherhood. The brotherhood stands out the most to me. These guys, I mean, they'd do anything for each other and for us. And it's just really, we talked about it in a few prior podcasts where, you know, those special teams, it's hard to explain that, that thing that separates them from regular teams. And I think that we really had it, you know, and we poured everything into it. And like you said, when you come up short and you're putting everything into it, it's like, it just kind of leaves a pit in your stomach where, yeah. You know, what did we do wrong? What could we have done differently? And I think that's the game of baseball in a nutshell, you know, like it's beautiful at times and it's, you love it. And then you kind of get kicked in the teeth and it hurts and you don't know what to do next. But I think overall, I'm just super proud of the guys. There's so many accomplishments we could talk about throughout the season and an extreme amount of growth for all the players. Really a special season and one that I think that will always stick with me throughout my coaching career. Kind of went into, you know, I was really, really going through some emotions after that loss, and we got on the bus and just thoughts are running rampant and it's like, man, I got to write this down. And that's really what I wrote. What I wrote down is just like, this is, an incredibly special group, and you know, you grow these bonds with these guys when you're spending countless hours with them and spending countless hours on game planning and practice planning, and you know, just like a snap of a finger, it's done.
Yeah. You get into the postseason, we got to a super regional championship game and lost, and just like you said, a snap of the fingers and it's over. And yeah, we've been fortunate to make some College World Series and experience that too in a snap of a finger, and it's over and it's challenging. And I think that's stuff that we've talked about as a coaching staff and stuff that I've learned in my coaching journey, that you try to get players to go all in and give full effort. And through that journey, you see some student athletes don't give full effort. Yeah. And a lot of times I've labeled that as because they don't want to feel the pain. It hurts worse when you give full effort into whatever it is that you're doing and it doesn't quite work out the way that you thought it was going to work out.
Oh yeah.
So it hurts a lot worse. You got one foot in, one foot out. You kind of have these barricades around you. It doesn't hurt quite as bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the way that I always kind of look at stuff like that is like, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to put everything I have into it, you know, and if you fall short, then at least, you know, you did everything that you possibly could. So it does hurt a little bit more, but it makes it even more rewarding when you do succeed. And, you know, I'm sure that we're going to succeed. It's just not at this moment.
Yeah, you know? I appreciate that mindset. I think I've taken the mindset of trying to have extreme ownership. It's easy when things don't quite go the way that you thought they were going to go to point fingers. You know, I learned a lot of that in the business world as well. And just trying to take extreme ownership. Definitely have a mindset of, yeah, you think that you gave 100%, but could you have done more? Should you have done something different? You know, that kind of stuff. That's the hard part about winning is, you know, at one point you're sitting in a chair, you're feeling really comfortable. It's the best day ever. And then the next thing you know, those chair legs break, you know, underneath you and you're on the floor again. And it's just one of those things where you're constantly trying to chase something special, and you end up looking back usually down the road and you realize that, you know, we may not have walked away with rings, but we walked away better men. Yeah. And I'd like to believe that our players have done the same. And I know our coaching staff has, and I know I have too.
Oh yeah.
I've had to kind of sit with the silence this week, you know, of being done. We lost on Saturday and we're recording this on Wednesday. So just a few days ago. And what's kind of clear to me is like, there's no shortcuts. You have to try to do your absolute best, and you can work really hard and you can have the best laid plans and you can have the most talented team around you and you can have the biggest belief system and you can have the most love.
Yep.
And you can have a lot of fun doing it and it still might not work out. And that's kind of where the saying hard work does not always equal success.
Yeah.
And so what's most important is enjoying the journey and hoping and expecting, probably more than hoping, expecting to come out of it better than you were when you went into it.
Right.
Did you see a lot of growth out of players, things that stand out to you when you think back?
Oh, yeah. I mean, top down, there's just countless cases of guys that, you know, they come in, might be a freshman, might not have really been in an environment that's super high growth like this. And, you know, it kind of scares guys at first, but the ones that really lean into it, you see just an immense amount of growth. Like, you'll have guys coming in and we might ask them to play a position that they've never played before. And at first they're a little reluctant, you know, you're going into college baseball and you're playing a position that you haven't played before. But as a coach, there's something there that we all see that could translate into that position. So we're not just throwing them into it randomly and they respond to it. And there have been guys that have played different positions that really excelled at it. And I think that, you know, just those small details of the moving parts and, you know, putting guys in the right places so that we see the most success on the field, that's part of the beauty of the game. So I think that that's where I've seen a lot of growth out of guys. And then also on another note, we have our leadership classes where we're working on developing those leadership skills and working on the mental performance game. And you see a ton of growth from guys with that. I mean, like even how you respond to failure, that's one that really sticks out to me is at the beginning of the season, you might not have guys that are all the way in on the responding to failure in a positive way, but towards the end of the season, they start to realize, okay, well, this isn't helping me if I'm, you know, blowing up after I get out or I don't mm-hmm. see success every time. It's a game opportunity, not a game of failure, you know?
Yeah. How are you doing with everything? You talked about how I'm feeling, but how are you doing with everything?
I'm struggling a little bit, honestly. It's I think every year that the season comes to an end, you know, you're saying your byes to everybody. And one thing that I've really been thinking about is, does it ever get any easier to say goodbye to these guys when you've developed these bonds and relationships with them? And I don't know if it does. So, does it ever get easier for you, or is it kind of the same?
I don't think so. I think anytime you see sadness and tears and, you know, that kind of stuff, I don't think it ever gets easier. I think you do sometimes get a little more, maybe just a little bit more callous to it.
Right.
Maybe just in the moment though, but not when it's all over. It's hard. I mean, when seasons end, it doesn't matter what sport it is. When it ends, you're so used to the routines.
Yes.
You know, for a lot of coaches, it never really ends. There is not an off switch. There's recruiting, there's, you know, a lot of things happening. But when the season ends, a lot of those routines, from practices to, you know, leadership to weight room to preparation, mission preps, you know, different things, those are all gone.
Yeah.
And you sit there like trying to figure out, you know, what do I do now?
Yeah.
You know, and my wife's been incredible with this entire journey. And, you know, she knows it's, you know, it takes a couple weeks before I can really acclimate back into the home and into our home and start fixing stuff and, you know, maybe mowing the lawn a little more occasionally, you know, being a little more consistent with that. It's just one of those things. It's hard. And when you give a lot and you have it reciprocated by the players, it's just super hard. So I think that's probably the thing that I'm most proud of too, is because like this team worked incredibly hard.
Oh yeah.
They learned how to be selfless. They did not come in being completely selfless. They came in, as we all do, very selfish, you know, protecting ourselves, trying to make things better for ourselves, trying to make sure our roads are paved for our feet, you know, that kind of stuff. And we saw 18 to 21 year olds learn how to be selfless, and we saw them learn how to pull on a rope and have some joy for others' successes, and we saw them fail and we saw them respond. They had a superpower of resilience this season, and they responded all the time. And we saw them down 20 runs and keep responding. You know, it's just one of those things that there's so many things to be proud of. And when you have so many things to be proud of with a very transformational group, when it's done, that's the hard part. That's where the missing and the sadness and all that comes in. So I just thought it was important that we kind of, you know, wrapped up our season, and at some point this comes out and, you know, everybody will hear it. And I really wanted to talk about, you know, that you have to reset and reload, and this program is not done. But before that, we wrap this up, I want to say something to the guys who wore the jersey this year, especially the sophomores. You gave everything. you left it all on the field. And while it didn't end with the celebration we wanted, I'll carry this team with me for the rest of my life. This season wasn't a waste. It was a reminder that chasing greatness comes with pain, with sacrifice, and with moments like this. Moments where you're forced to look in the mirror and decide who you're going to be moving forward. I know I am. I'm not done. I know you're not done, Jeff.
No.
And I know this program isn't done either. If you're listening to this and you're hurting, know this. We stack bricks in every season, even the ones that leave scars. And if you wore the uniform this year, you're part of something real, something that mattered and always will. Keep going, keep working, and keep believing. Make winning in life your habit, not your goal. Excellence isn't an outcome. It's a daily standard. Until next time, keep stacking bricks and go Stars.
Coach Cuts Corner is recorded live in the WLNZ studios with Dalian Lowry providing engineering and production assistance. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please share it and follow us on all forms of social media. Our program has been built and maintained with the help of many great people. If you want to be part of our mission, you can donate using the link in the show notes below. You can learn more at CoachCutter.com and more about our team at LCCStars.com. See you next time.